We are going to continue our discussion about the Workman's Circle. So please.
Now you brought us this book, The Friendly Society, a history of the Workman's Circle, which is a very interesting thing. But could you, in your own words, tell us actually what you involved in those times?
In 1923, when I came to work for the Forward, Pittsburgh had three branches. There were a number of branches of surrounding area, like Beaver Falls, East Pittsburgh, Homestead, and New Kensington, just to name a few.
Yeah.
Our membership then was numbered 1,500. Our functions were bringing lectures. The reason for the national organization, which came into being at the turn of the century, was that few people had gotten together in New York and decided that they needed a cemetery, they needed help to one another. If you weren't working, you were able to become have a friendship with people. The beginning began with Landschaften. You came from the same city, and you had friends, and you were able to meet and socially and economically, and it was the beginning of the Jewish unions. Workman's Circle, the Forward, was the backbone of the Amalgamated Clothing Workers Union, the International Ladies Garment Working Union, the Hatton Cap Makers Union. These were all Jewish unions. They still exist, and they're still considered to be Jewish, even though there's so few in the leadership left in the from the Jewish community. It was the Workman's Circle, the Forward, and the others that were instrumental in organizing these
unions. Were the unions as strong then as they are now?
They were strong to a certain degree. I don't think we would have had a Social Security involvement if it hadn't been for Sidney Hillman and David Dubinsky, who were able to prevail upon the president to initiate the program.
Where did they live?
These people?
Yeah.
New York.
New York.
David Dubinsky was head of the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, and Sidney Hillman of the Amalgamated Clothing Workers Union.
You actually knew the people in this area?
Yes, they
yourself?
Come. We used to have them come here for lectures. The executive director or secretary of the Workman's Circle, when I came to work for them, was a man named Jacob Baskin, B-A-S-K-I-N, who was a relative of the Baskin family here, spelled B-A-S-K-I-N-D. He was a engineer at the Homestead Works, the Steel Workers Union, the Steel Union.
Mm-hmm.
Was very well educated, and he was a member of Workman's Circle here. He was drafted, and he was secretary for some 20-some years of Workman's Circle until his death.
Who were some of the other Pittsburgh people who were active in the Workman's Circle in those days?
In those days, Julius Weisberg, Sam Oshry, Jacob Arkin, who became the the office manager of the Forward in Boston, and later years went to become manager in New York. You want information on the locally?
No,
it's or
sure, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Sure.
Locally is interesting to us. Are any of
these still alive?
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
Are you still in touch today with the leaders of the Workman's Circle in Pittsburgh? How big is it today?
Today? I hate to quote you a figure.
Small.
Very small.
Very small. Only the survivors.
That's why we occasionally can prevail upon some of the children who are interested in the cemetery. They're not interested in the benefits. Even though we now sell insurance policies, you can buy up to $100,000. You can buy more.
Through the Workman's Circle?
Through the Workman's Circle, yeah. Major medical risk. These things came on naturally as life went on.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time that the Workman's Circle became active here, we were paying $8 a week sick benefit. And in order to collect that, you had to be hospitalized. If you were just recuperating or being ill at home, there was no social...
There was no Blue Cross and Blue Shield in those days.
No, there was no. But we worked towards that.
Mm-hmm.
You got it now because we advocated it. We fought for it. Some of us got arrested. We supported Norman Thomas in the good old...
Who is Norman Thomas?
Norman
Thomas. Norman Thomas was he was a preacher, but he was a socialist. Same thing.
Were you considered communist of those years?
No,
no,
we
are socialist.
The at the 1918 when the Communist Party became on the scene, there was a split in the Workman's Circle, and the communists went link. We stayed left.
Oh, this was after the depression.
Yeah, that was after during the First World War.
That's right. There was
we saw the handwriting on the wall. There was quite a split in the Workman's Circle. There was even a split in some of the writers that worked for the Forward went to work for the Freiheit, but then some came back very shortly.
Went to work for who?
The Freiheit, which was the newspaper by the Communist Party.
And that was also published in New York?
Yes.
So, with that split...
What year was this? Approximately the split?
In the 1921.
Approximately.
When you say some of us were arrested, were you ever arrested?
No.
Did they have demonstrations in those days?
We had demonstrations, we had arguments, we had a board on the labor license. We built a labor license that was opened in 1918 on Miller Street. The building is still there. It's not a church.
Mm-hmm. Were the Workman's Circle involved in the labor movement here in Pittsburgh strongly?
Yes. We supported not only the Jewish unions here, like the Bakers Union, the Bread Salesmen's Union, the Amalgamated local 86, the Amalgamated Clothing Workers has an office in the Clark Building, and Henry Drupkin is the present director of the union.
We were talking about the support of the union.
Yes, we supported, for instance, in the height of the miners' union strike, we collected every week. We collected food, We collected money. We'd go down to the strip and buy up groceries and fruit and vegetable and deliver them to the area surrounding Pittsburgh.
What year was that?
That came in 1930-31.
Why did the Jewish Union come into being, like the Jewish Bakers Union and the Jewish Clothing Workers Union?
So that they could deal with the manufacturers for a halfway decent wage or anything.
But why didn't they join the existing unions?
Each trade had its own union.
But if there was a Bakers Union,
yes.
Say, so why didn't they just join that Bakers Union instead of forming a Jewish Bakers Union, say?
Because they were working for Jewish bakers.
Okay.
There was a Kaplan Baking Company, there was a Glantz Baking Company, and there was a nationally they belonged to the same Bakers Union, but they had a chapter of their own. Let's see, the drivers were, there was a local 12.
The Bakers were local 44. That I know.
Yeah,
I know that.
Okay.
I'm wondering, was it because the Jewish bakers were not accepted by the predominantly Gentile unions?
I wouldn't say that was the reason. I think because they were baking the kind of stuff that they were trained, and they wanted their own group to deal with the Jewish bakers.
Okay, but how about the clothing workers?
There were several plants here. Even to the present day, the alteration departments, a good many of them were only Jews. There were no Gentiles in those unions. So that while they supported the Jews in the city, they had their own local. Now, and I don't think there's, maybe there is two or three Jewish men or women in the Amalgamated Clothing mm-hmm. Workers. The International never was strong here. Because
mm-hmm. We didn't have that manufacturer.
No.
In those days, when you say that you went out and you bought things for the miners,
yeah.
They knew that it was coming from the workman's circle. Was there any anti-Semitism among the workers' movement?
Not that we were aware of. No, the mining area and the steelwork. For instance, the Steelworkers Union, when it began its organization here in the city, they couldn't find a place where to meet. We opened the doors for them at the labor license.
What year was that?
That was also in the 30s, when Philip Murray became the first president of the Steelworkers Union.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Jewish steelworkers that were active in the same union. They didn't make no, there wasn't enough Jews in the steelworkers to organize a chapter of their own, mm-hmm. but we had members of the Workman's Circle that were active in the Steelworkers Union.
So in other words, all of those people were active really in making the union movement in Pittsburgh
that's
strong.
That's right.
And the Workman's Circle Cemetery.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Do you remember the numbers of the cemetery there was at that time? Oh, that's the same that's existing now.
Yes, there's 45. There it was again.
Local
was
45.
45 was the first.
It was the first one.
First one. Then group in Boston that started an independent workman's circle. Mm-hmm. And Pittsburgh had two branches called the Independent Workman's Circle. In 1939, they merged That was also a splint off of a good many of the Workman's Circle members went to this new group.
And they started a separate cemetery then?
They started that cemetery that I took you to.
Yeah, which number is this?
932 and 975.
932 and 975.
Now the reason for those numbers, I don't know what actually they had numbers, but when they merged with the Workman's Circle,
mm-hmm.
at that time Workman's Circle had branches up to 900. We were still in the 800. In order to distinguish between the Workman's
yes.
Circle and
plot numbers.
Yes.
Say.
So they added the initial 9, so that it became instead of 32, it was 932, and instead of 75, it's still 9. There is
actually
no membership.
They belonged
yeah.
from the local 32 and local 75. This was actual name of the local
yeah.
from Boston.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
But in 39, the 932 and 97 became part of Workman's Circle.
This is in 1939,
yeah.
I have it.
Yeah.
Now, you were involved from the inception in these two cemeteries?
No.
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 Later on.
I did
with
not
the
inherit this headache until the last secretary of 975 passed away. So his wife came and dropped me off the...
Who was that?
Sam Lubofsky was the secretary.
Lubofsky.
Yeah.
And he passed away when?
I was already here. I had to be in 60... Either 69 or 70.
And after he passed away...
As I said, his wife brought me the books, and she said, "That's it." She's now Mrs. Wexelman. Mrs. Philip Wexelman.
Okay. They.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you inherited the books.
Yes. I hear it in the attic. There's no more friends. There are no members.
There are no members?
No. There's
this is what created this difficulty, because being that before you had membership, you had always funds from the organization, from the union to maintain.
Yeah, ran the books. I don't know.
Yeah, but since then, there's no members, you depend on the sales of plots and for the people they are buried there to support the cemeteries.
Yeah.
And
is the cemetery being supported today the way that you would want to see it supported? And who supports it?
Can I?
I have about 10 children of the members who have in the last 2 years have been very cooperative, give beyond the nominal fee that is most of the synagogues collect for
mm-hmm.
maintenance. Those few have helped me tremendously in my prevailing on the a grave digger from 45 to at least cut the grass and do whatever little bit of maintenance that was required.
Mm-hmm.
As Mr. Stern knows, he saw what it looked like.
Well, it looked almost like an abandoned cemetery
for all
practical purposes.
Well, you know, when you can collect maybe $500 during a year, how can you maintain the cemetery?
Yeah, are there any children left who have plots
there,
in the cemetery?
No, not there.
No?
No.
No, that's the 45.
The 45 has children.
So mm-hmm. the original cemetery, the number 45 local,
yeah,
is maintained because of the original
support of the... Yeah, the original, fund that we have for perpetual care. Plus, some children still haven't established perpetual care, so we have a maintenance fee that we bill them for annually.
That's probably very small.
Yeah. $10 less than a month.
No, that doesn't amount to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you're still very actively involved, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you foresee anyone else taking over that cemetery for you someday?
That's a problem, yes. I've been trying. Unfortunately, our chairman passed away in August.
Who was that?
Lil Horvitz.
She was the chairman
She was
of
chairman
what?
Of Bench 45. Her family is still active. There's a brother and a sister.
What are their names?
Arthur. They're two brothers. Arthur Horvitz and Dr. David Horvitz.
Is that H-O-R?
W-I-T-Z.
W-I-T-Z. And they're both in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, and Florence Myers.
Florence Myers.
Who works for Temple Sinai. You may know her, no?
She works there or she?
She's the office.
You might know her. I don't know. No.
Children, they maintain. So this is
mm-hmm.
from the whole large workman's circle. We're coming out to nitty-gritty that
yes.
it's only this very, very few
mm-hmm.
that are in existence now.
Right.
Well, obviously the need for a group such as Workman's Circle disappeared some time ago when I would say
my contention is I have felt that for many years that the membership that existed like when I joined did not perpetuate the organization by prevailing upon children. In other cities we find that the membership is much larger and that the generations have remained within the movement. Now we have what we call the Great Lake region, which takes in western Pennsylvania, western New York, Ohio, and Michigan. And the two cities that have accomplished the fact of children following their parents' footsteps are Detroit and Cleveland. And both have very active membership. They have their own centers. Now, we had the labor lysine. We lost it during the Depression. I think it's there. And both Cleveland and Detroit still have centers, are very active in the Jewish community, besides following through on the original the organization both Cleveland and Detroit still have schools for Sunday schools.
Hmm.
After school classes.
Really?
Yeah, well, in Detroit has a preschool in their center for youngsters up till the age of 6. And they teach them to sing and dance.
Did they move towards Zionism? Was the creation of Israel?
No.
In Pittsburgh, not at all.
In the split between the Zionist movement and the Workman's Circle came about the time of the First World War.
That's from that.
Yeah, I would think so because even I went with some of the teachers that we had were Palestinian. They before, Workman's Circle had a school also that met both in the Hill District and in Oakland. The Zionist movement had a shul in Squirrel Hill. All of that has gradually disappeared.
Was that like a heder, or was it a regular
school?
No,
only the teaching of reading and writing Yiddish and
Yiddish.
No
Hebrew.
Yeah.
No Hebrew. No Hebrew at all.
And the philosophy of the two different the groups, the philosophy of the Verband, the philosophy of the Workman Circle,
mm-hmm.
but classes were held primarily in the Jewish culture, the publications, and etc.
No, I am familiar with the Verband involvement with children, with their Unser Camp, summer camp,
yeah,
etc.
Yeah, well, Workman Circle still has one camp left.
Where?
In New York.
This is the Unser Camp?
Nein.
No?
The Circle Lodge.
Oh, Circle Lodge.
Where, yeah. In New York? Well, it'll come to you.
It's in the mountains.
It'll,
I thought like
it's
yeah.
In the Catskills.
Yeah.
Why do you think that the Pittsburgh Workman Circle sort of faded away?
It's because the membership did not prevail upon the children to join.
Why do you think they?
I don't know. I can't give
did
you
their
an
lifestyles
answer.
Change?
Well,
that
there
much?
Are some now. The we had at one time had organized. This was in the 1940s. We organized a branch which was given the name, the number 45E. What, in other words,
yeah.
Supposed
to be for the younger
members. Yes, and we had a very nice branch of it. It's still, I have, for instance, my sister was a member and her husband were members. My brother-in-law's gone. My sister is still a member of Workman's Circle, even though she's living in Las Vegas. Some of the active people in Cleveland, originally from Pittsburgh, are still active in the Workman's Circle. Same thing with Detroit and New York, of course, had a much larger following into
yeah.
the
it was a
from,
larger group.
Yeah, from one generation to another. The
I don't remember, somewhere along the line, did you tell us what the philosophy of the Workman's Circle was?
Better conditions, living conditions, better income. That's the reason for us being active in the trade union movement, is that financially better, and of course spreading the Yiddish culture. The writers, the theater, the...
Did you ever bring Jewish theater groups into Pittsburgh?
We bring more than just the Workman's Circle would have a fall lecture series. We'd bring in an author or a lecturer for a lecture on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Where did you hold it?
At the Labor Lyceum on Miller Street.
But you said you lost that during the Depression.
Yes.
So after that.
After that, we had headquarters in on Center Avenue in the Roosevelt Building.
Okay.
And when that was... We moved with our meetings to the YMHA.
Mm-hmm.
We were instrumental, of course, in bringing Yiddish theater to Pittsburgh.
And
the
that
best
was
of
at the YMHA?
Yes, it was at the Y. Well, years before we, the Y even built, we had Yiddish theater at the Shemley Theater, at the, maybe Shemley Theater was...
Shemley Theater. gone too.
Gone, long gone.
Yeah. I think the Shindy Theater was around where the home.
The height of the Yiddish theater in Pittsburgh is it was in the 40s and 50s when we bring there was a theater group in Cleveland. They would come in for one performance in Pittsburgh, and with them they would invite a leading actor or actress from New York that played the lead, and the support came of course from the theater group in Cleveland, and we have 3,000 people come to the Siri Mosque. Tickets were sold in the bookstore with the institution, the Hirsch Bookstore on Center Avenue, was the outlet for the tickets.
In the 40s and 50s?
Yes. In the 60s, of course, we sold the tickets in our home, and we combined for financial reasons with the Verband, and we'd bring the theater to the YMHA.
Those were interesting years, and a lot of that is gone and isn't going to come back anymore.
Not going to come back, no.
I think